more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. David Christmas is super excited.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yes. We are calling this officially the Thankful Zone. And you know, we talk about momentum on Monday, but you know what? With all of the rainy, wet, cold weather, we felt like we not only needed to have wind down Wednesday, but we needed to have a momentum boost right in the middle of the week, DC. Oh, yeah, a boost. I'm going to tell you what, the weather is absolutely gorgeous outside. It's sunny, it's crisp, it's cool. It looks like the rain has lifted. And you know what? There's something so amazing about the sunshine that just absolutely lifts your spirits. But you know, as we are in the thankful zone, DC, yesterday as I was at the dentist office having my teeth cleaned, I was sitting in there looking out of the beautiful window that they had, and I started saying, you know what? Even in the rain, even in the cold, the wet, I can find something to be thankful for. And I did that. I said, you know what? Somebody needs this rain. The farmers need the rain. The crops need the rain. The earth needs the rain. And you know what? I can be thankful even when the weather is mucky. You know what? It's 7:41. We know that you are traveling in. You know there are no kids to drop off at school or to stand out at bus stops. But we still want to encourage you to make sure that you're watching out for others, especially as so many people are going to be traveling. People are going to be traveling into our great cities across America. And you know what? We want to show them that hospitality. We want to show them that love of, yes, we can be considerate on the highways. And again, DC, we want to welcome our teachers, our faculty, all of the people who don't get to listen on a regular basis because they are taking care of our kids.
Absolutely.
So we welcome them this morning. It's 7:42 a.m. Central Standard, 8:42 Eastern. And you know what? As we talk about winding down Wednesday and we talk about midweek boost and momentum, here's what I want.
Power shot.
Yeah. It's like a power shot in the arm. And so, DC, we found this article. Yes. And we thought it would be really, really cool to share with you guys. And I really want you to really take this in this morning as you're traveling in. And it's an article that came from, the author is Bob Magliani. And he says, three things you can accept right now, right this minute, that will absolutely make your day better. And here they are. Nothing is going to be perfect. I know that you know. I know that it's easy to say, but I'm going to say it again. And as I say it, I want it to really, really go down deep in you. Nothing is going to be perfect. And here's what he says. He says, one of the reasons we find ourselves so stressed out, i.e. the holidays, i.e. people having to work, having to wonder how they're going to get their dinner prepared, having to wonder how they're going to get their house prepared for company, all of the things that stress us out. He said that we get stressed out and overwhelmed in the day in the notion that everything ought to just be neat and orderly. He said we expect things not to go wrong. And when we do that, we really just upset ourselves. And then what we do is we cry foul and we look for other things to blame. We look for the economy to blame. We look for other people to blame. But really the reality is that this concept of perfection, and this is something that I love, 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 because this is what I say about control. And I think the two words are really intertwined. He says the concept of perfection is only an illusion. So if you're driving in this morning and you're going through your list of everything that you need to do and you want it to be perfect and you want everything to be just so,
let it go, and understand that this idea, this ideology of perfection, and I'll add this, control, they're simply illusions. And the reason why, he says, is that we're living in a world where there are millions of tiny little actions all happening at once, impacting millions of others. Things are fast, complicated, uncertain, and unpredictable. And that's just life. Now, the next thing he says is that we cannot control the chaos, but what we can control is ourselves. Much of our inability to deal with the unpredictability of life rests with the notion of control. There's that word again. We're affected by the chaos of life because we feel helpless. We feel helpless, and we feel like we have lost control. We attempt to control where we live. We attempt to control our neighbors. We attempt to control where we sit on the plane. We attempt to control our coworkers, our husbands, our children. It is only an illusion. The only person that you can really control is yourself. And by accepting, what do you say, DC? DC said, we've got to learn how to do that. It is absolutely right on point. We've got to learn how to do that, DC. You're absolutely right. And we talk about this all the time. But when we attempt to control others and their actions, and we attempt to really preempt what others are going to do, DC?
Yes.
What happens?
Well, bad things happen. Let me tell you something. Causing people to act in a predetermined manner is a real skill.
It's a skill.
Yeah, you can't, you know, don't try this at home. But, you know, doing this on an everyday deal, really seriously, though, Corlette, you know, trying to get others to play, you know, a lot of times, and you'll see, especially with people with addict behavior, you know, they try to be the director, the person in the play, and they try to get everybody around them to act out these situations, and all they do is let themselves down, because, you know, you just never know what people are going to do.
And again, that is control. But as you said that, and you said, first of all, you know, before we can get out of trying to control everybody else, we have to learn to control ourselves.
Correct.
I think it's as you said the other day, really conquering oneself is greater than conquering a city.
Absolutely.
Because we are all wanting to be the orchestrator of everything and everybody. And it absolutely, the author of the article said, it absolutely will ruin your day. Now, as we're saying this right now, there are some control freaks that are going through their mind. And you know what? You can try to control people and situations, and you can be unaware that you're doing it, because that is how ingrained it has become in you.
And exactly, Corlette. And a lot of people do it because of fear.
Mm.
Fear of allowing life to just happen. So, you know, I may get hurt. Somebody may hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things may not go the way I anticipate them going, and my life may not be as good. And when we learn to relinquish that control and give the control to the one who has all control, then our lives are better, because we don't have these expectators on, where we expect everybody to do what we think in our minds that they should do. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. And then when we have made those expectations up in our minds, and people don't rise to the level of our expectations, then we get hurt. We get disappointed. And all too often, I have seen friendships and relationships end because another person had their expectations so high on another. And it was really about control. It was really about, I wanted things to go my way. And I'm going to tell you, this is such wonderful fruit for thought, especially as we enter the thankful zone. Don't try to control another. And then this is the last thing he says. He says, action create positive emotion. And DC, I love this one. He says, with so much information coming at us from all of our devices, all of the news, all of our friends, all of our coworkers, yada, 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 he says, we can easily become overwhelmed and become paralyzed by all of the overload. He said, we get stuck in overanalyzing situations, hoping that more information will help us make decisions. But the way forward is not necessarily more information. The way forward, DC, is more action.
Wow.
I know, right? That is some deep, deep stuff for the morning. And I'm going to tell you what, these are just three ways, three things that if you accept them right now, he says, if you accept them right now, and when we read this, when we got a hold of this, we wanted to share it with you. If you accept these three things right now, your day is going to absolutely get better. Once again, nothing is going to be perfect. We cannot control the chaos, but we can control ourselves. Action creates positive emotion. Hey, everybody, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams become reality. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-561-8020. Also, our friends at Hixon Automotive Group. Oh, yeah, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. They are building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And McDonald's of Pineville. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're started now. It's 7:59 a.m. Central Standard, 8:59 Eastern. And you know, we have dubbed this the Thankful Zone. And I'm going to tell you, we have an incredible, incredible guest and an incredible story to tell this morning. And before I do that, I want to set it up. You know, we've been talking a lot about Chicken Soup for the Soul and the book, and I'm looking at it right here. And if you have not picked up your edition, you should pick it up. The 20th anniversary edition is out. And I guess that's really the prelude to this particular story, because it is one of those Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, and it makes you contemplate your own life. It makes you contemplate your view of others' lives and your attitude, and for us, a sense of gratitude. And so this morning, what we're talking about is we're talking about a story that is one of servanthood, one of caring, one of selflessness. But even bigger than all of those adjectives, we're talking about a story of obedience. You know what the word says? It says obedience is better than sacrifice. So you may have seen this story. The story was all over the national news and even made international headlines. And it happened last month. And I'm talking about a gentleman by the name of Darnell Barton. He is an NFTA bus driver in Buffalo, New York. And he stopped his bus while he was driving. He was on his route and he had picked up about 20 school kids. And then as he's driving on his route, he sees a woman standing on the rail of an overhead pass on the other side, contemplating suicide. And then he sees this lady and he stops his bus in the middle of the traffic and he does something so incredible. And we welcome this amazing man to the OPT Network all the way from Buffalo, New York this morning. Darnell, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Darnell, every time I think about the story, every time we have seen the video of the story, you know, the words, the adjectives, they are just so immense that you really almost just can't spit them out. I want you to rewind, and I want you to take us back to that afternoon on October the 18th when you started your bus route. I want you to start with that moment when you see this woman. You know, you've picked up these 20 kids, high school kids, and then what happens?
I picked up the children, as you mentioned, high school students. And, you know, I'm sitting across the bridge and across the overpass, and, you know, I see her, and, you know, it didn't really make sense. I mean, honestly, I was kind of focused on picking up time and getting back on time, because I was running a little behind. You know, I had my own agenda, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see her, and I don't know if, you know, how honest you guys want me to be, but I thought about keeping it going.
We want you to be very honest. Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. I thought about it because I'm like, man, I got to get downtown. I got a job to do. And, you know, but I saw her and I saw that she was, you know, on the opposite side of the guardrail. And I saw traffic, actually. I was stopping at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So before you tell us about that, I want you to set it up, because most of us have never even been to New York, okay? And so I want us to get a sense of what Elmwood looks like at about 4 o'clock, the traffic, and what that feels like.
It was a Friday night. It was, you know, a Friday evening, 4 o'clock. So rush hour was picking up. Mm-hmm. Traffic was picking up. Actually, they were getting ready to close that area of Elmwood for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left the high school over, then you cross over the overpass, and then there's a college, and then right across the street from the college, there's a museum.
Mm-hmm.
So the college and the museum were having an event, and they were going to close Elmwood. So traffic was, you know, really beginning to pick up at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a busy time.
Okay.
And afterwards, and I didn't realize it until afterwards, but the young lady was looking at oncoming traffic.
Wow.
Not traffic, you know, passing under her. It was oncoming traffic. So it was setting up to be, you know, really a catastrophic
mm-hmm.
event.
And so as you see her, Darnell, and you said, you know, I've got to make up time. I've got some places that I've got to be to keep the bus on schedule. At what moment do you remember that moment when you said, I see this lady, and what am I going to do? Do you remember when that moment actually happened?
Yeah, it was brief. I mean, it was the situation, even thinking back on it now, it moved at a million miles an hour in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Those thoughts lined up. You got to get downtown. Is she all right? Is this real? You know, all those things played in my mind at the time, you know, and so when I stopped the bus, I mean, like I said earlier, it was for a red light.
Mm-hmm.
I was in traffic, and I hate using this term, but it just so happened to stop me with her at my door.
Mm. Wow.
You know, I don't like using that term, but
sure.
You know, but so I opened the door, and that's when I began to, you know, engage her in conversation.
And so, what did that feel like? What did that feel like to you at that moment when you see this woman who is clearly on the wrong side of the guardrail, overlooking what is really about to be huge, huge rush hour traffic? What are you thinking at that moment?
When I, you know, at that point, you know, I do have some first responder training. So, you know, that kicked in,
okay.
You know, protocol from my job or NFTA kicked in. All right. So this is what I have to do, you know, my natural mission kicked in. What I had to do for my job, for my, you know, for the training, that all kicked in. You know, call downtown, get the authorities. You know, that type of thing played in my head. And once I got contact with her, that's, you know, that played out first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, decency and in order. You know,
right.
And so when once I got her attention, I called downtown and got their attention and got the authorities coming. Now it's all about her and I.
Mm-hmm. And when you look out there at her, Darnell, on this rail, you almost have to make a split second on, and I want to just let all of our listeners know it was all caught on video, and we'll tell people how they can go see it in a little bit, but you have to make a split decision on how you engage her.
Right. Yeah. Again, you know, with the first responder training, I kind of had a plan. You know, I knew not to, once I got her attention, not to, you know, let that attention go. Once, you know, so I even while on the phone, I kept eye contact with her. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
those type of things were in play. When I got out of the seat and I began to walk forward, she was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then she turned her attention back down to the underpassing traffic.
Mm.
And then in the video, you can kind of see how I kind of lunged forward and grabbed
mm-hmm.
her arm and wrapped my arm around her.
Mm-hmm. But you ask her something, though, in that moment. When you grabbed her, you ask her something. Tell us about that moment.
When I... up until the moment that I asked her, she hadn't spoken to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only time she really acknowledged that I was there was when I was yelling, ma'am, are you all right? When I was, you know, kind of firing questions at
mm-hmm.
her.
And was she responding when you said, are you all right?
No. Other than looking at me, no.
Okay.
Nothing verbal. And then, but, you know, you kind of see it. You see it. You're kind of sensitive to the atmosphere, and I felt like she needed help. It was a help me was in her eyes, and help me was on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I grabbed her, I had my arms around her, and I said, do you want to come on the right side of the guardrail now? And, you know, that was kind of a twofold question. I didn't, because, I mean, the reality of it was a stranger has his arms around me right now.
But wait a minute. But let me stop you right there, Darnell, because not only a stranger, for people who haven't seen the video, how tall are you? You're a big man, Darnell.
I'm 6'9".
Okay, you're 6'9", and I women don't share their weight or their size, but you're 6'9", and about how big?
6'9", and I'm a couple of Twinkies over 400.
Okay, so a big man. And then,
yes,
though, but you're such a gentle man in that moment. And you ask her, you said, after you grabbed her, you grab hold of her, and you said, do you want to come on the other side? And she said what?
That was the first time she addressed me. She said yes. That was to kind of, give her the, give her control over the situation, even though I had her, it was about her being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And you gave her in that moment control. You allowed her, or the illusion of control, you allowed her to make that decision. How important do you think that was?
It's very important. I mean, you don't want to, in a sensitive situation like that, run over the person, if you will, and tell you better come and you better do this and you're going to do that, because it puts the person in a defensive position. Even, on a normal person on a normal day, if someone comes up to you and says, you're going to do this and you're going to, that's going to put you, in a particular way. So, in that, you kind of, it's about, they're really in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And a person in a situation like that, that person is in charge. And so you want to, control the situation, but still have them be comfortable and feel as though being in control, but not in control, if you will.
Right. And so what we saw from the video, Darnell, and we have looked at it, countless times, as have millions of people around the world. For us, and you tell us, it was so clear to me that it was almost as if Darnell had left and that there was a power greater than yourself, that you were just literally built for that moment.
I agree with that 100%, because, and I don't know how far back in the story you want me to go, but a number of weeks ago, my 9-year-old, she said, we're sitting around watching TV. She said, Daddy, do you want to be famous? And I was like, no, baby, not at all.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. Just out of the clear, we're watching TV, she's coloring on the floor. I'm, thumbing through trying to find a game. And she just, Daddy, you want to be famous? No, baby, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like 2 weeks prior to the event.
Uh-huh.
So, I was facilitating a class at church. And, and I made the comment that, not being equipped, not feeling equipped for the assignment.
Mm.
Because, we have a mission in life. And I was, I made that comment, and, one of the brothers of the church, he kind of got at me, like, listen, no, man, where there is mandate, there is provision,
Mm-hmm.
God is just not in the business of giving mandates and then setting back and having you figure it out. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So in that moment, if I was asked ahead of time, I would have said, no, I'm not prepared.
Right.
I can't do anything like that. I'm absolutely not, I give this analogy. I said, when you go and you ask for something, you pray for something,
mm-hmm.
I'll make it easy. When you go buy a phone, go buy your, I'm going to the store to purchase a phone.
Mm-hmm.
In the box, there's more than just your phone.
That's right.
When you buy your iPhone, there's a charger, there's a book on how to use the phone, there's headphones, things you didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when God blesses you, Lord, give me a house. God, give me a husband, a job, or whatever have you, or wisdom. It's not just the thing that you asked for. In that blessing, mm-hmm. is in other things that are inherent in it.
Mm.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Stewardship.
Yes.
And so, God, give me a house. Okay, I got the house. Now, with that comes stewardship. With that comes leaning on me.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
And that's what I've been experiencing through the entire thing, not just the event that Friday, but in life, period. I've basically been unpacking this blessing
for this moment.
Yeah.
Or for that moment.
Yeah.
And what we saw is, and we've seen the story told in so many ways, but we really had not seen it told from the spiritual side, Darnell, and we totally understood that this was God in the midst, and that
Absolutely.
Your obedience, had you not been obedient, had you not been equipped, had you not been prayed up, New York is a big place with a lot of people. You could have just looked at her and said, boy, she's crazy. What she's doing. And you could have kept on about your way, but you didn't. And that created a domino effect that what we felt like after we saw it. And DC said, and he said to you earlier, he said, I'm not a man that cries. But, I mean, when you see the video, you just see God working through you. Go ahead, DC.
Right, because it wasn't like he just saved her. It was more, too, about how he helped her along to when she goes on with her life. She made a decision to say, I decided not to jump. Because a man of his stature could have just, once he grabbed her, pulled her back over.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was counsel with her and allow for her to decide that I really don't want to do this.
Right.
Man, that meant a lot to the rest of her life.
Right, and it meant a lot to the world, Darnell. And then when you get her on the other side, as big a man as you are, you sit there with her. What was that moment like?
That was for both of our comfort. I'll leave it at that. But that was for both of our comfort. And I didn't want to tower over. I wanted us to be
right.
Two people talking.
Right.
Two folks talking on the side of a bridge. I mean,
wow.
You know, the concrete was cold, the back thing was uncomfortable, but what mattered was, you know, her, you know, not just being comfortable, but kind of, I mean, if she didn't have a support network, you know, before, mm-hmm. I wanted her to know she had one now.
And guess what? Then in that conversation, she says to you, and this is what really just got me, and I think this is probably maybe how you knew that she was back with you in the land of sanity. She said to you, what? Do you remember?
Yeah, she told me I smell good.
I love it. Her senses had come back. Aren't you glad you were smelling good that day?
I was. I try to smell good all the time, but, you know.
We love a man who smells good all the time. I'm sitting across from a man who smells good all the time. And who knew that something that that is important to you, like smelling good, would help to save someone's life and bring them back to their sanity. I mean, it's those small things. And as I was reading the story and we were researching and we were looking at it, Darnell, did you know, even before that moment, that God had something bigger for you to do? Did you have a sense of that?
Yeah, yes. I mean, the church home that I belong to, that is, you know, purpose and destiny and mission an assignment, not just the great assignment, but mm-hmm. your personal assignment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more than just the, you know, the invitation of salvation, but there's the invitation to be a better person. There's invitation to, you know, just invitation after invitation mm-hmm. after invitation. It's not just the first one, mm-hmm. you know, not just he's continually inviting us.
Mm-hmm.
Come on further. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, it, you know, we've been taught and, you know, live our lives. It's a kingdom principle. Go, you know, keep on moving forward.
Wow, your pastor or pastors must really, really be proud because they can see the fruit of the word that is being laid in yours and your family's lives through this incredible, incredible act of, and I, you know, they've called it heroism. They've called it all sorts of things. But you know what we call it? We really call it obedience because you really had to be obedient and you had to really come out of yourself for this to happen. And then I wondered this, Darnell, had you and your wife been believing God? David and I were talking about what we call the POA, the power of agreement. Had you and your wife been believing God for anything financially?
Yeah. I mean, we're, you know, trying to get, you know, we're trying to move, purchase a house and things and, just been, you know, just been going through it. And as far as that goes, we've gone from apartment to family, you know, living with my grandmother, her mother-in-law. So, you know, we've been trying to, you know, get the house thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, nailed down. And it's like, I know that he's given me promises,
right.
Promise after promise after promise. And I know I more than have faith in him. I trust him.
Mm.
I trust God. And there's a difference between faith and trust. And
talk about that.
And
what's the difference for you?
The faith, I mean, when you see a chair, I mean, your easy analogy, when you see a chair,
mm-hmm.
you have faith that the chair is going to do what it's designed to do.
Right.
But you trust the chair once you set your hind parts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you sat down and the full weight of you is on the chair and it don't break underneath you or mm-hmm. creak or move or slide and you're like, oh, all right. Then you sit back and then you get comfortable in it and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And it's the same way in your progression from faith to trust.
Mm.
I mean, because trust is personal. It's intimate. So now I know that when in my darkest moment, I know that when right after my last dollar is spent, I know that right after, you know, that the horrible moment has happened, that God's going to be there. I might not see him. I might not hear him at the moment. I might not smell him, but I know he's there. And I'm assured in his word, victory.
Absolutely. And the reason why I ask that question, Darnell, is because you have been honored yesterday. They made it Darnell Barton Day in Buffalo, and then the, you know, like sometime before they made it Darnell Barton Day in another part of New York. But really the reason why I asked that question is because I saw that Donald Trump, who didn't know you, who like every other one of us who saw the story around America, just decided that he wanted to write you a check for $10,000. And when I saw that, I said, I wonder if Darnell and his wife were believing God for a financial blessing.
Yeah, that is an entirely different backstory, but yeah, that but yeah, that was you know, I'll just say I found out the same way everybody else found out
in the media.
You know? Yeah, I was walking into work and somebody, you know, was pumping gas in her bus and she made a comment and I was like, for real? No, I'm just playing. But then, you know, I walk into work and then somebody else says something. When you get that 10 grand from Trump, let me, you know, can I borrow 9,500, you know? And it's like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
What are y'all talking about? And I'm, you know, actually, like, I'm getting a little heated. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Because
at the time, I wasn't on Twitter. I wasn't on Facebook or social media.
Come on. You weren't?
No. I stayed incognito for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not all of them good, you know. But, and again, another backstory.
Uh-huh.
and so as I'm debating with the coworker, I mean, you couldn't time it any better. I said, it's no Donald Trump. And like that moment, the news came on.
Wow.
And this story came on. I mean, you couldn't time it any better.
No.
So I'm sitting there with my mouth open, and I'm just like, unbelievable.
Wow. And so, Darnell, you know what? You have been so fabulous. And I know we gotta wrap up. We got to go to break. But just one or two more things I got to ask you. How did you love being on Rachel Ray? That aired on Monday. Talk about how that was.
That was great. Being on Rachel Ray was amazing. Like, I would say secretly, but, you know, it's on the radio now. But I had, like, I can cook. I gets busy with it.
You gets busy with hey, Darnell. Hey, Darnell, I also saw that they call you Big Country.
Yeah, that is, again, another full factor. But that was from a coworker, and only he called me that.
Uh-huh.
And so he mentioned it as the news reporter and I were walking through the station,
uh-huh.
and then it just ran with it. So it actually, but I've been Darnell Big Barton all my life. So Big has been my name all
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, because the reporter heard him say Big Country, that's what he ran with.
Wow. I love it. And so, Darnell, you know, we know that you're still working and you're so busy, but this is such an incredible story. Our team was able to find you even though you were laying low. And we want to thank you so much for spending this incredible time with us this morning on the official OPT Network. Darnell, you know what? Your star is going to rise so big. You have planted a seed that is going to grow exponentially, and we cannot wait to see the trajectory of what's going to happen next. Darnell, thank you so much. May God bless you and your family, not only during the holiday season, but throughout. Thank you so much. Hey, Darnell, stand by for me. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. Got to get a break here, but we're back after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians, associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation
by newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rapids Medical Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network, the Thankful Zone. It's 8:34 a.m. Well, 8:35 now a.m. Central Standard, 9:35 Eastern D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. We're not going to call Darnell Big Country, but we're going to call him Big D.
400. Let's just say 402.
Man, but he is a gentle, gentle giant. And listen, if by chance the story got past you, you can go on YouTube or you can Google his name. And we got to make sure our web editor puts that up, too, on our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. His name is
a website.
His name is his name is Darnell Barton.
Dude, let's put it on the Facebook. No, let's put that on the website.
DC, so seriously, you know, getting back to the story,
go ahead.
It was almost like when we saw the story, and it took us, our team, I want to just say kudos to our team and to you for leading the efforts on finding Darnell, because he just wasn't that.
Yeah, Darnell, that, let me tell you something. When I saw the whole thing, when I looked at it, Carla, mm-hmm. I knew that it was a story in it that we'd like to tell,
mm-hmm.
because it was a person coming out of himself. You know, it would have been easy for him to just keep on rolling.
Yeah.
But once he engaged the situation, he went into high alert. And what I loved about it is when he got close enough to the girl to grab her, he was like a cat. He grabbed her. And then he politely asked her, would you like to come back? You know, and he didn't just, because, you know, me in my rough way, I would have grabbed and pulled her back.
Right.
You know, and
because you would have been so afraid.
Exactly. Like that she was going to die, that once I grabbed her, you have no more choice in the situation.
Right.
What I love about the way he did it, though, Carlette, is once he grabbed her, she wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, you know, at when I saw him on TV, I may have figured maybe 6'3", 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
No, he's 6'9",
mm-hmm.
over 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when he grabbed, he was very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he helped her over, you could tell it took a lot for him. Just to sit down, he's so big, and they were sitting on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just stooped down and sat down, and he had to, it was like a process.
Right.
You know, for him
right.
to get
but
down.
But he's there. A big man.
But he is a big man, but he is a gentle man, and I'm telling you, that was an authentic moment that was built for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I believe.
I mean, and this is a story that we wanted to share with our listeners. As we have dubbed this the Thankful Zone, we are thankful for those people who are
Absolutely.
Givers. Now, we're talking about giving, but there's so many ways to
Absolutely.
Give. And this young woman, who has still remained unidentified, she will live to have Thanksgiving and hopefully many, many more holidays with her family because of the kindness, because of the obedience of one man, and that was Darnell Barton. And as we were talking about it and thinking about it and praying about it, what we thought was this. We thought this was a quintessential moment. And what I mean by that, I mean, that's one of those words, you know, one of those words in my arsenal that I love. It was the most perfect element of the moment. And when you look at the video, it was all captured by the city bus on video. And when you look at the moment, you gotta see, if you understand a power greater than yourself, you just know it was God. You just know that God used Darnell at that perfect moment, at that perfect time, at that perfect place to help this young woman. And the fact that she was able to receive it, that she was able to, You know how the word says that, you know, there is always a way of escape, and I'm paraphrasing, there is always a way of escape. Well, God provided that way of escape for her. And I'm telling you, it is just such an incredible story. It put us in an even deeper sense of the thankful zone.
Oh, man. It really did, Carlette, because don't you feel that gratitude?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That gratefulness, mm-hmm. just to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this season is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Being truly grateful to what the one who you choose to call God has put in your life,
mm-hmm.
and has given to you at this particular point in time. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that would like to jump off a bridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the enemy will tell people to take a long-term solution to something that is so minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Because every little problem that we have in our lives, when you look at it at the totality of our lives and in the bigger scheme of things,
yep.
it's absolutely nothing. That's why I'm so cheerful.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to how we started the show in the first segment. Nothing is going to be perfect. And when you accept that and you trust God and you trust the process, you know that if you live to fight another day, if you get past those debilitating emotions and those things that try to put you in fear,
that's right.
you will live to fight another day. Y'all, it's 8:41. It's Wind Down Wednesday. You're in the thankful zone. And yeah. this is yeah. the official
yeah.
OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength. and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop, underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday. Today, of course, is November the 27th, and everybody is probably getting ready for Thanksgiving. We know that you are, and this is how you can get ready. If you're not planning to make a meal, Greater Magnolia Baptist Church is presenting Let Us Break Bread Together 2013. The services are going to be at 10 a.m. Lunch is going to be from 11 to 2. Every person in the neighborhood is invited. It is absolutely free and open to the public. And the Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey is going to be the host and the senior pastor. And if you're not sure where Greater Magnolia Baptist Church is, it's located at 1511 Bringhurst Street in Alexandria. And we have been proud to just kind of announce that for them and share and what they're doing. And it's just great stories like that, DC, great stories like Darnell's and all of the other stories out there that we want to bring to you in the thankful zone. And you know, if you're considering what to be thankful about, there are so many things that all you've got to do is just go back to a time where you didn't know how you were going to make it. You didn't know if ends were going to meet, but somehow they did. Just kind of thank God for what he's already done in the past and what you expect him to do in the future. And that'll give you a good sense of gratitude and a dose of that. And speaking of Thanksgiving, you know how we do it here on the official OPT Network. We're going to be here live with you in the morning on Thanksgiving. We're going to help you to usher in your Thanksgiving morning, as this is not work for us, DC.
Absolutely not, Corlette. We're going to be here and be glad to be here.
Uh-huh. It is an absolute joy.
Especially since the rain is gone.
The rain is gone, and I think somebody's getting geared up for the weekend already. Getting ready for...
I went and bought a heater for the boat, y'all.
We bought a heater. A boat heater. Can you imagine... You know what? This morning, as we were getting dressed and as we were telling, Darnell was telling his story.
Oh, that boat heater's for Corlette. Let me just say that because need a heater.
You don't want anybody. Yeah. I've got the big hunting suit. Boat heater. And, I have everything for comfort. You know, that may not be, what real women do. And those anglers out there that are women don't have. Heaters, but I'm not an angler. I am just a participant of loving nature and being grateful for all of those things that I see when we're out on the beautiful, beautiful Lake Larto. And so this morning, I know a lot of people are getting ready, but I just want to give, and we want to give, DC, real big kudos to Dillard's for the style of your life.
For the style of Christmas.
There are a lot of stores, and there's been a lot of controversy about stores that will open on Thanksgiving and stores that shouldn't open. And we just want to say that Dillard's is celebrating 75 years right here in Alexandria, and they are not going to be open on tomorrow. And no matter how you feel about it, if you've ever worked in retail, you could really appreciate that. Tomorrow is a day for families. It's a day that you want to just stop. And every day should be that day.
Well, yes. And for those people who do want to get out there on Thanksgiving and shop and don't want to hang out with their families, there's going to be some places for you to go.
Yes, there are.
Somebody is going to take advantage of the almighty dollar.
Absolutely. And you know what I have decided personally is that there is no right or wrong. It's just your perception.
It's how you want to do it.
It's how you want to do it.
I mean, you can go out and get something if you want to. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go out and get something, I know after we do the program, Granny's decided to make some pies. Big Granny has moved back to Bunky from Lafayette.
Big G
is back in the B-town.
That would be
Moms, yeah.
That would be Mildred Sweezy.
Mildred Sweezy, it has, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody in the area know that Mildred Sweezy is back on the block.
She's back on the block.
Back.
And you know what? In true form,
yeah.
We were at her house the other night with a house full.
Eating what?
Eating gumbo.
Gumbo.
Yes. And you know, that is the season of, you know, family and friends coming together. And you know, there's always one big mama or always one somebody where people just love to conjugate. And that would be Big G.
Yeah, it is.
She is going to have enough to feed everybody. She said, you know what? I need to get a bigger pot. You know, we need to invest in that for her. But you know what? As we love doing what we do every single day, and sharing these incredible stories with you. We have said so many times, it's just not a job. It's a joy. And, you know, I am really, really marinating on my Chicken Soup for the Soul book, DC. And I,
marinating.
And we came up with the Thankful Zone from that. And so if you are trying to figure out what to be thankful for, just take a look back on your life and begin to really write that down, and it will really give you a sense of gratitude. And then I found this quote in Chicken Soup for the Soul, and I want to share it with you guys. And the caption is my wake-up call. And it says this: the struggle ends when gratitude begins. Neil Walsh is the author of that. Neil Donald Walsh said this. He said, the struggle ends when the gratitude begins. So if you're struggling, if you're saying, woe is me, if you're trying to be perfect and be in control, maybe put all of that down. You know how we say, you know, you keep doing the same thing, but somehow magically, you think something different is going to happen. Well, you know what? Maybe just start with gratitude. And I started with myself. And I was saying to my mom last night, I said, the enemy will work overtime to put you in fear about something that may or may not ever, ever happen. And when he does that, we forget to enjoy this moment. We forget to enjoy each other. And so I said to her, I am not going to get tied down in that straitjacket of fear of what might be. And I am going to love and enjoy my mother, my family, my husband. I said to him this morning, funny, we were talking about smell. I said, you smell good. And he's just like Darnell. He loves to smell good every single day. And it's just those little things that we can say to our spouses, that we can say to people that we love, that we just don't say. You smell good, or I love you, or thank you, or I appreciate what you did. You know, just those little things. You know, I think when we move into this season of Thanksgiving, we think it has to be grand. It has to be, you know, this situation of grandeur and pomp and circumstance, and it doesn't. It can be just those little things. And, you know, it's Wind Down Wednesday, D.C. So that's it, Mother. I'm out of time. But, you know, as always, we want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. And you know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But what it so grand is that God loves us even more than that. And in this season of uncertainty, you know, though we say it every morning, I hope that you will find a way to love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wind Down Wednesday. And we'll see you right back here on tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Be safe, everybody. Have a great day.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM.